99.9 FM. What your radio craves.
Was a little girl. Thought the world was perfect. I stood on the line waiting my turn and tick-tock the clock would buy. Each man to his own. So my dad would say, everyone gets to his turn and also gets a story to tell. He said, take a look away from here, the world is not what you think. Take yourself, step out of the magazine, step out of the magazine.
Out the magazine, Lindsay Abuday.
Abuday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You corrected me before. Oh my gosh. I do apologize. Abuday. Welcome. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fantastic. Welcome to the beat.
Thank you.
We played the heck out of that song. I'm sure you know. And the great thing is a lot of people loved it. I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, oh my goodness, is that Tracy Chapman? There's something.
Really?
I you don't You, nobody's ever said that before?
No.
Oh, I heard not a little, yet. A little bit of that. Okay. I was like, I hear a little bit of that. I was like, who's that? Who is that person? So yes, we loved this song, and it is a part of your album.
Yes.
And the bass is Queen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So before we talk about the album and listen to one or two tracks about that, tell us a little bit about yourself. So for people that know the song, because we've played the heck out of it, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm just, you know, normal girl. I was born and raised in Jos. I studied.
You people from Jos.
I know.
I know. Just coming to Lagos, taking over. It's all good though. We love it.
I was born and raised in Jos. I studied law, but I didn't practice. I had an EP called Brown before this album that was released in 2013. And time passed, and now And the Bassist Queen is out.
All right, so but there's much more to the story.
Oh, yeah, but do you want me to start telling the story? It's going to be so long.
I'm the kind of person when I'm when I really like an artist or a song,
yes.
I want to know about your journey. I want to know how it started, how you got to this genre, because there's so many different genres out there, and you're in Nigeria, and this how would you describe neo soul?
It's neo soul, yes, neo soul or alternative. It could be in fusion or standalone.
I mean, it is not the most popular, it's not the most popular genre, but it is steadily growing, we thank God. Yes. You know, we have Bangalore music is still taking over. So how did you get to that point?
To this point,
yeah.
I was 17. I had just gotten into university, and that was the time I met Jude and Jesse, MI and Jags. So we started having jam sessions in Jos, and that was the time I decided to take music seriously. So I used to do backups for people, and I used to get paid. I used to get, you know, some small tokens. Then I moved to Abuja, worked for Chocolate City for a year, just to have an idea of how the entertainment business was. Then went for Project Fame, came back, worked on Brown.
Where did you get to on Project Fame?
I got into the house, but I was one of the first evictees.
Were you very upset?
I was very upset. But looking back, I think it was a good thing, because now I found myself. I found myself in my genre. So after that, I did gigs and then started working on Brown. I released Brown, and I tried in for some French competition. I came third, so that was like a pat on my back for Brown, and got signed a year after Brown was released, and recorded And the Bassist Queen, and then Bassist Queen is now the album that we're talking about now.
It's out.
Yes.
So people can get it where?
You can get it on iTunes, on Tidal, on Spotify, on Amazon, on Google Play. It's everywhere for you to buy.
Now, I'm still very, very interested in how you got to decide on the genre, because you can sing, you could have done perhaps gospel, you could have done R&B, like strictly R&B, but this is a little bit different. So what made you decide to do neo soul? Who were you listening to growing up?
I used to listen to I had this tape when I was a kid. It's Stevie Wonder tape, his Songs in the Keys of Life album. I didn't even know that was an album at the time, but when I was a kid, I used to have it as my own, and my sisters would have to come and ask me to play, to take the tape to play, and when they're done, they would have to return it to me. I listened to songs from the Motown era, the 90s.
What's your favorite Motown song?
It's tough, but...
It is tough.
Right from the top of my head, I would say Stevie Wonder's Ass.
Okay, yes. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you are going to be singing today, so you can, if you want to, you can give us a line or two.
That song. Yeah, that song. But my father had an interesting library, though. My father came back and he had a mix of British pop and British soul. So I listened to a lot of European music when I was younger.
Queen.
Yes. Yeah, so my father had videos of
God bless you. I remember I was saying, I'm not going to mention the person's name, but a producer here, I was telling him about Queen, And I was like, because I think I'd just been on a flight.
Yeah.
And you know, you can listen to, they put these playlists together. So they had a Queen playlist and I listened to it and I was just like, wow. Obviously, I've been a fan of Queen for a while. But then that was, I hadn't really, really listened to them for a while. And I was just listening to the different tracks, Bohemian Rhapsody. And I was saying to this guy, oh my goodness, you need to listen to this if you don't know about Queen. And he said, who are they? Or who is that? And I was just like, God bless your soul. I was like, Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the best songs. It's like three songs in one.
I know. So my dad exposed us to that. It's funny when people start getting on the craze of Enya. I knew about Enya when I was like 8, 9. It was a long time. So my father exposed us to that.
So you were like, oh, look at these last months.
Yeah, I would say I was lucky. Yeah, my father's library was amazing.
Okay.
He was a disc jockey in his days. So yeah.
Okay.
That explains why I had all of that. But yes, I used to listen to that and then the Motown sound and then the 90s, of course. And then a little of Sade and some Lauryn Hill and some Corey Bainway and some Eva Cassidy and Sarah McLachlan.
Okay. All right. Very, very nice. So let's talk about this album and the Queen is bass.
And the bass is Queen. Yes.
See, it's a Friday. I do apologize. It's been a long week. I said that at the beginning of my show. And the bass is Queen.
Yes.
And the bass is Queen. So let us talk about, first off, the title of that album. That is a very, very strong title.
I know.
Okay.
I know. When I came up with the title, I thought of how when you listen to songs and you take away the bass line from the songs, they don't sound the same way. So I looked at that and then I thought of how she interprets or how she shows herself. She could be flirtatious, she could come in and out, or she could be really obvious, like in traditional jazz.
Why is bass a she? Why is bass not a he?
I've always called her she. I don't know how I started calling her. I see, I'm even saying her she. I've always called the bass she. And then I thought of the movement of the bass and how the Queen moves on the chessboard. Like, she can move in any direction. So that out of box movement, I likened it to that. And also to how I'd want to be as a person, whether in my career or in life in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is very deep. That is very deep. So when people are listening to your album, do they need to sit by themselves in a locked room?
No, yeah. It can't be that dramatic.
Because you know there's certain albums that you can't listen to certain albums with your friends or with people. It just needs to be you and music. And you need to. So I think it is.
It's not something that you listen to when you're distracted or when you're in a noisy place. You need to calm down and listen. Yeah.
All right.
Say that.
And let's talk about the inspiration behind the album itself. So is it a journey into your, I don't know, sometimes people write about their love life, like Adele, for example.
Yeah.
So what is the album about?
Is it a mix of different things. Drift Away was my first song I recorded. So I recorded Drift Away because I wanted, I put it in And the Bass is Queen because I wanted to bring that familiar sound to the album, even though I twisted it a bit because it was a live recording for this album. Shut Them Down, I was in a really bad place.
Bad place, why?
You know, we have those low periods when we're not really feeling, we feel really weak. But when I was in that situation, I wanted to get out of it. So it was more like, you know, I will be weak, but if you guys are lurking and trying to eat on my flesh, I will shoot you down, that kind of thing.
Okay.
When You Don't Drive Me Mad is a love story, but I wrote it because I also wanted to show how relationships are truly. It's not all romantic. There's some times where you want to strangle
yes.
a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully my husband's not listening.
So I wanted to bring that balance. Liberman is in my head though. I have not met Liberman yet. But I had this conversation with my dad on horoscopes and he told me that if I was looking for a partner, I should look for someone whose sign is compatible with mine. And I found that a little odd because I didn't know he was really into horoscopes like that.
So you don't believe in horoscopes?
No. Okay. No, I don't. So I wrote Liberman in it was like a rebellious letter or note that just because you're Liberman doesn't mean that you are meant for me, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So are you, so, are you, what's your status?
I'm Aquarius.
Now? Are you single? Are you in a relationship? Are you married?
I'm single.
Okay.
I'm single.
If Lindsay was sort of dating you before, you're kind of, you've just been dumped on radio. So maybe it's because your star sign ain't right.
Right.
Okay. So, we're going to play When You Don't Drive Me Mad, When You Don't Drive Me Mad, and you're going to perform live.
Yes.
For us, yes, mm-hmm. we've got your guitarist here. Very mm-hmm. excited about that. So you told us a little bit about When You Don't Drive Me Mad, and basically this is about relationships, the yeah. highs and the lows, mm-hmm. and how you can just look at me telling you like it's my song.
I know.
I know, sorry.
But that's the point.
No, it's not my song.
No, but When You Don't Drive Me Mad is, you know, you want to leave and I want you to stay. It's here and there. This time you're pissed off, and this time, you know, I love you, and you're the best thing that's happened to me, and all that. Yeah, it's just that toggle always.
Yeah,
but it's reality. That's how relationships are, really.
Yeah, very yeah. very true. Mm-hmm. When I first heard it, it just kind of reminded me of if you're with somebody, if you're in a relationship, serious relationship or marriage, and maybe the person has annoyed you for most of that week, and you every time you look at them, you're like, if I. And then maybe you see them sleeping.
And they just look so... And you're just like,
actually, when you're not getting on my nerves, when you're driving me mad...
You're the sweetest
actually,
thing. Yeah.
So that's what I heard the song. That's actually what, you know, came to me.
Yeah.
But if you haven't heard it before, let me play it for you. This is from her album. This is her debut album, because you dropped an EP before, right?
Yes.
This is from her debut album. And the bass is queen. Yes, yes, yes. This is Lindsay with When You Don't Drive Me Mad. Have a listen, let us know your thoughts, and please rate it out of 10.
You want to leave, but I want you to stay. I want to hold you, but you push me away. Sometimes you say yes and I say no. Times I need you but you're out the door. Mm-hmm. All the times I need you around. All the times you'd rather go your way, way, way. And all the times you let me fall to the ground. Sometimes I wonder why I'm sticking around. And you don't drive me mad. You're the sweetest thing that I know. And you don't drive me mad. You're the sweetest thing that I know. You got me thinking that figured you out, but now I think I got you upside down. You got me dancing to the same old song. You got me where I've almost lost control. And you don't drive me mad. You're the sweetest thing that I know. You don't drive me mad. You're the sweetest thing that I know. And I love you, I want you. You know that I'll never let you go, baby. You're my everything in my heart and soul. You're the earth and sky, you're the moon and stars. Drive me mad. You're the sweetest thing that I know. You don't drive me mad. You're the sweetest thing that I know. When you don't drive me mad. Ooh, you're the sweetest thing I know.
No, I just wanted to warm up.
Okay. All right. So yes, we're back. That was When You Don't Drive Me Mad. Lindsay Aboudet is in the studio, still in the studio, and we're listening to songs from her debut album, When and the Queen is Bass.
And the Bass is Queen.
And the Bass is Queen. I did it again. Oh my gosh.
Is this how bad this weekend thing is haunting
you? Do you know what? I'm having, I have those days where I'm thinking of a million things at once. And then it's not a good day to be a presenter on a live radio show, because I'm like, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. And the Bass is Queen. Yes. There you go. You can get the album on iTunes,
Spotify, yep. Tidal, Spotify. Okay. Amazon.
All right. So you have got, so I reckon you've got like a hardcore fan base.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got somebody here that has been tweeting ever since I mentioned your name, Opia Chooks, Ninja Swag. He said some interesting things, especially when I talked about you being from Joss and Joss people coming to take over. He said, let me find the tweet. Okay. So he said this, he said, for the next 1 hour or so, you'll be treated to extra great music from Lindsay. And if I can find that other tweet. Somebody else said that the texture and atmosphere of a place has a way of impacting creativity. Joss is serene. It's very, very serene. True. Okay. All right. And he loves that song, the song that I just played, which is absolutely fantastic. We still have one or two more songs to go, and you will be performing live.
Yes,
very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. Very, very exciting. He loves, I found like one. He's been sending us lots of tweets. He said, I have a feeling those mountains in Joss give off talent. And he said, the amount of thought given into just naming your album is quite deep. So if you have any questions or comments for Miss Lindsay, and you can find her on Twitter at twitter.com/